Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to learn about a new way to honor former airmen of the Minnesota National Guard and meet the Sons of the American Legion. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
Our differences and our diversity are what makes your Minnesota National Guard team strong. Regardless of our differences in gender, sexual orientation, or identity, race, or religion, we are united in our service. What matters in the Minnesota National Guard is the content of your character, your love of country, and your devotion to serve the people in our state and our nation. In the Minnesota National Guard, there are more than 13,000 brave, hardworking, and dedicated women and men who come from many different walks of life. Soldiers and airmen of every creed, color, and background serve together with distinction and honor. Despite our differences, we wear the same uniform, serve in the same state, and salute the same flag. In the Minnesota National Guard, there are pilots and military police, mechanics and cooks, logistics specialists, and cyber experts. These brave soldiers and airmen foster a culture of acceptance, dignity, and respect. Together, we are a team, standing shoulder to shoulder and protecting our great state and the United States of America, be it here at home, overseas, or wherever the call may take us. Our differences and our diversity are what makes your Minnesota National Guard team strong.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining us today, we have two general officers. First, we have Brevet Major General David Hamler and Brigadier General Sandy Best from the Minnesota National Guard. And General Best, General Hamler, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
Thanks, Tom.
And General Hamler, for most of our guests, we know that that you retired from the Minnesota National Guard, but you're still out there taking care of the soldiers, because quite often when I go out to the Minneapolis VA hospital, I see you out there in your scrubs, and you're still taking good care of all of our troops out there.
Yeah, soldiers and airmen, Tom. So
yes,
we're
sir.
Doing
yes,
both.
Sir.
I've been retired since 2017 and haven't missed a beat, I hope. I'm hoping I'm still of service to the units.
And, sir, in your military career, it included being commander of the 133rd Airlift Wing Medical Group, state air surgeon, and in 2014 you were promoted and assumed the position role of assistant air adjutant general. Been retired for a while, but I happen to know you're busy as ever, and we're glad you're out there taking care of all of our troops. And then our second guest is Brigadier General Sandy Best. And the General Best is what they call dual-hatted because she serves as Special Assistant to the Chief National Guard Bureau for Diversity, working on diversity and inclusion across 54 states and territories. And she performs the additional duty of state duty with the Minnesota National Guard as Deputy Adjutant General. And General Best, it's always good to have you back on the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Tom.
General Best, our topic today is the Flight of Honor Induction Program. And I understand that the Minnesota Air National Guard Memorialization Board is working on accepting nominations for possible candidates to be inducted into the 2021 Minnesota Air National Guard Flight of Honor Induction Program at Joint Force Headquarters. Is this a new program, ma'am?
Well, it is a new program for the Minnesota Air National Guard. It's been a thriving program with the Minnesota Army National Guard. However, for the Army, it's called the Court of Honor Induction Program. And just to give you a little bit of history, General Hamler, when he was still serving, would always say, hey, we need to have a program like that for the Air National Guard. And so it really was him putting that in my ears for many years. And then having two chief master sergeants, one of them that you'll be talking with later today, Chief Master Sergeant Himmer, and Chief Master Sergeant McEwen, who had reached out and were interested in kind of doing some recognition for some of our retirees. And that really was the impetus to get us thinking about having our own program from the Minnesota Air National Guard.
And General Hamler, I've learned when I was in the Air Force and since that when a general officer says, I think we should do something, people below them usually start remembering that and start working on it. And there's usually a chief, and we're going to talk to a retired chief master sergeant in the next segment. But when you said you thought we should do that, I agree with it. Those Army guys, there's a lot more of them than there are us airside. And they do have that good ceremony up at Camp Ripley. So what was behind your thinking there, other than we got to catch up with these guys and show them how to do it right, sir?
Well, we have excellent airmen who serve, and we want to recognize them as well. So even though the Army had a model, there was something that we can do beyond, you know, the usual promotions and the designations that we do for our regular service. And I thought this was something that could go on for those airmen who continue to serve even after being in their role as a guardsman. And there's a lot of good folks out there, like I said, and Chief Hemmer's one of those now. And I heard you talking before we started about some historical facts that go back to our chiefs. And I remember when Chief Hemmer was with me in the medical group, which was in the medical squadron. And he sort of led the pace then. So, yeah, I think someone like him exemplifies what we should be doing for our airmen who serve and go way beyond. So, yeah, it was maybe my words, but I want to tell you, General Bess, who was the first female general officer in the state of Minnesota, continues to do first. You know, her role as diversity lead for our Air National Guard has been just exemplary of what she's done as well. And this is just another one of the things that she's taken under her wing and has made to fruition.
We're talking today about the Air National Guard's Flight Honor Program on Minnesota Military Radio. And General Best, can you give us just an outline? Who do you have in mind, military personnel, civilians? What kind of eligibility? Who are you looking to honor with this program?
So really, the program is designed to recognize individuals who have retired or separated from the Minnesota National Guard, and they're being memorialized and recognized not only for their service while they were in the service, but what they did beyond their service. And so it really includes for acts of heroism, also for distinguished professional achievement and service, and then also military personnel who died in the line of duty. And it does not only include our military uniform-wearing airmen, it also includes civilian employees that have made contributions. And the requirement is that they have to have retired or been separated for 3 years before they can be considered. And we tie this to align with our 100-year anniversary, our kickoff.
100 years of the 133rd Airlift Wing out at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. In general, I'm reading from some of your materials here, but it says the purpose of this program is to set forth policies and procedures governing the permanent recognition or memorialization of individuals who have distinguished themselves in service to the Minnesota Air National Guard. And, of course, big anniversary coming up, 100th anniversary. We're going to do a special show about that a little bit later in the year. And hopefully 2021 is going to be a great year to follow up that bad year where COVID gets out of the way and we get past that and we can start doing some fun things like recognizing some extraordinary airmen.
Absolutely, yes. And of course, although we're talking a little bit about the 133rd Airlift Wing with 100 years, we're also talking about the 148th Fighter Wing in Duluth, Minnesota, and our Joint Force Headquarters. So really recognition for individuals who have made contributions to the Minnesota Air National Guard.
So General Hamler, in the second segment here, we're going to have on retired Command Chief Master Sergeant Dave Hemmer and walk through the process of nominating some people and doing these things. But we've just got about a minute and a half left in this segment. This is actually coming about. Your idea is coming true. Of course, General Best, I'm not surprised that she'd help make this happen. But you've got to feel pretty good about the fact that a lot of those great airmen you served with are going to be recognized.
I do. Tom, as you know, military is a team effort. And just like the memorialization board we're talking about, there's some good people helping us. And I'll just run through some quick names. One is the wing commanders, Colonel Chris Bunquist and Colonel James Cleet, my vice chair, who is General Retired Tim Casalter. The other chiefs, as was known, was we had more chiefs than you can shake a stick at. So we have Mark Ucavina, we have Dave Himmers, of course, but Bill McEwen, but also Chief Nelson, and then Master Sergeant Ryan Romwelski. And I don't want to leave Sherry Bailey out, but she's doing a great job helping us out as well. So we have good people, and good people make good things happen. And I see this as a great effort, and I think this is going to go on for years and probably surpass what the Army's doing if we can be a little competitive there. So it's been a good venture.
Very good, sir. And I can see by our team meeting here that you've got your scrubs on again today. And I know you've got to go off and take care of some of our veterans, but I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today to talk about this program, this new program to recognize or memorialize individuals who have distinguished themselves in service to the Minnesota Air National Guard. So thank you, General.
Okay.
We're just about out of time for this segment. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Brigadier General Sandy Best and retired Command Chief Master Sergeant Dave Himmer. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today we've been talking about the Flight of Honor Induction Program for the Minnesota Air National Guard. And my guest from the first segment was Brevet Major General retired David Hamler, who is in his scrubs and off to take care of our veterans. And we also have Brigadier General Sandy Best with us. And, ma'am, we've got a special guest, another retired member of the Air National Guard, whom you've known, I think, for most of your career. Would you like to introduce him?
I would be honored to introduce my very good friend, Chief Master Sergeant Dave Himmer, who has served with me my entire military career, was there in the medical group prior to me even coming on board. And most recently, he and Chief Master Sergeant Bill McEwen have been very instrumental in helping us build this Flight of Honor program, induction program for the Minnesota Air National Guard and our airmen in recognition.
Chief Himmer, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. Nice to meet you today.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's a real pleasure.
Chief, it's interesting that both of our careers go back to Vietnam. You started there, but then you served a long career in the 133rd Airlift Wing. And, of course, you've known General Best since she first joined. That has to be kind of fun to think back on those years.
It's absolutely awesome. She's been a great mentor, a great role model for me, a very, very important part of my career. She's a great leader, and I certainly look up to her with highest regards.
Chief, we want to talk today about the Flight of Honor Induction Program for the Minnesota Air National Guard, and it's a program where you get to honor some airmen who have served with this distinction. Can you tell us a little bit about the program and how you've been instrumental in helping get it off the ground?
Well, I think it started out again with, like General Best and General Hamler had mentioned, it started out with kind of a vision. The Chief McEwen and General Hamler had recognizing individuals that had retired from the Air National Guard. And one thing led to another. And again, of course, it was General Best and General Hamler decided to call a bunch of us in and let us know that this program existed for the Army National Guard. And how could we possibly implement this program in the Air National Guard? So we looked at the regulation that the Army National Guard had to govern their program called Court of Honor. And it's just an outstanding program. So what we ended up doing, we looked at that regulation and also the Air Force regulation, blended the two together and came up with a program that works really, really well for us. And that's what we're using as our backbone right now to drive the program.
So the program is called the Flight of Honor Program for the Minnesota Air National Guard. And its purpose is to set forth policies and procedures governing the permanent recognition or memorialization of individuals who have distinguished themselves in service to the Minnesota Air National Guard. And Chief, can you just walk us through it? Who what types of people are eligible, and how does it work? How do you nominate people? How does the process work?
But Tom, I think it's great because anyone involved in the Minnesota National Guard, both active and retired, are eligible to be participating in this program. And that's why I like the program. It includes civilian employees that have worked and done a great job at both the wings. They certainly can be recognized as well for distinguished professional achievement and service. The program starts, of course, there's a regulation. In the regulation, we have Appendix A, what they call, and that gives that form needs to be filled out. And also attached to that is item number 10, and that allows the nominee to be able to justify bringing this person forward, the nominee forward. Then we end up, it puts us on a time frame. So it starts out in November when we send out the first invite to solicit as many members as possible to come and participate in the program. And that starts out with the distribution at the Joint Force Headquarters and also at the two wings and down into the retiree programs as well. So that way we get wide dissemination through the program. Then in January, we send out a second notice. And then in March, we send out a third notice. And the due date is that April 1st is the due date that they have to have the nominations into us. Any of the nominations received after that will be kept for the next year's selection. The board has an opportunity to go through each of the nominations and approve them or disapprove them. And then what we approved gets sent to the Adjutant General, and he has to have that by April 15th. And then the Adjutant General has an opportunity to review the nominations, and he will have his selection back to the board by May 15th. At the conclusion of that, we have an annual Flight of Honor induction ceremony program that's held at each of the two wings. And what we're going to do is go to alternate in October each year between the 133rd Airlift Wing and 148th Fighter Wing. The first ceremony will take place this year at the 133rd Airlift Wing, kind of kicks off the century celebration that we've got going on. Going forward after that, the 148th will take the even-numbered years. In addition to recognition of the inductees at this particular time, they will also be recognized at both the 133rd Airlift Wing and 148th Fighter Wing during the respective Wings Awards ceremony in December.
We're speaking with Brigadier General Sandy Best and retired Command Chief Master Sergeant Dave Himmer about the Flight of Honor induction program for the Minnesota Air National Guard. And General Best, the Chief was talking about a board. Were you instrumental in putting together the first board for the Flight of Honor program?
So the board is actually selected by the Adjutant General, but the chairman of the board is General Hamler, and his vice chairman is Brigadier General Tim Kasalter, retired. And so all of the design of the board is ensuring that we have representation from both of our wings. So it's a general officer from the 133rd and the 148th, and same with our chiefs. And then there's also some of our full-time positions that are a part of this board. And in order to be able to make a recommendation to our Adjutant General. So ultimately, the Adjutant General runs the program, the memorialization program for both the Army and the Air. But myself, along with those chiefs and General Hamler, were instrumental in bringing it to the Air Guard.
Chief, it's got to be fun to see an old retired fighter pilot like General Kasalter on that board. I found out he was a fighter pilot when he drove me around a golf tournament a few years back, and I couldn't figure out why he was going full speed all the time. He just laughed, and away we went. What a great man. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of fun on that board.
He's an outstanding leader, outstanding individual, and we're blessed to have him on the board. He's got some great insights, and he's helped us tremendously.
Chief, sounds like you had a big hand in this, and I want to thank you for all your work and for telling us today about the Flight of Honor. And General, we've just got about a minute and a half left, but we've got another event coming up that we referred to in the first segment, the 100th anniversary of the 133rd Airlift Wing. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is definitely hard to believe, and we are going to do our best to be able to highlight the activities over the last 100 years to include women in service and a variety of other highlights, but I'm really extremely proud of that heritage.
And General, we'll be looking forward to working with you on that, and we'll do an entire show about the history of the 133rd Airlift Wing, and I'm sure Sergeant Hauptkuchler is going to be working with you and your public affairs people so that we can tell that story so all our listeners all over Minnesota can appreciate where we've come in the last 100 years with the 133rd Airlift Wing. And General, it's always great to see you. This Flight of Honor program sounds very exciting, and of course, it's going to be a big year. Hopefully, we'll put the pandemic behind us, and the rest of 2021 will be a great year, and I hope all of your troops, airmen and soldiers, are resilient and ready to go, and I hope 2021 is a little easier than 2020 was, General.
Thank you so much, Tom, and I would like to just make sure I end with a shout-out that the deadline for nominations is April 1st, and any further information that you want on that program can be directed to General Hamler, myself, Chief Himmer, or the actual POC at our Joint Force Headquarters is Miss Sherry Bailey.
Very good, General, and we'll try to put up some of that information on our Facebook page in case anyone wants to join in. Please remember, if you want to make any nominations, April 1st is your deadline. So let's get them in there and let's recognize all of the great airmen that performed outstanding during their careers. General and Chief, thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you. That was Brigadier General Sandy Best and Command Chief Master Sergeant retired Dave Himmer on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to meet with the Sons of the American Legion. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
Our Minnesota Veterans Homes provide quality health care in an environment of trust, dignity, and sharing. Our homes provide a safe and comfortable environment for veterans and their spouses to call home. Veterans Homes are located across the state in 5 locations, including Minneapolis, Fergus Falls, Hastings, Laverne, and Silver Bay. In addition to these homes, plans are moving forward for 3 new veterans homes, which will be located in Bemidji, Montevideo, and Preston. Our vision is to continually develop and deliver a safe, dignified, and compassionate health care system while providing a nurturing and engaging home environment for our Minnesota heroes. We deliver personalized care according to the individual needs of each resident. Our facilities are operated 24/7 to ensure the safety and comfort of our veterans. If you or a loved one are interested in applying to one of our veteran homes, applications are available at minnesotaveteran.org. At the Minnesota Veterans Homes, every day is Veterans Day.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Joining me now is David Vulcan, who is the Detachment Commander for the Sons of the American Legion here in Minnesota. Dave, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thanks for having me on today.
Dave, I want to start out. We know that there's an American Legion family that's made up of a number of organizations, and Sons of the American Legion is one. Can you explain the American Legion family to me?
Well, the American Legion family is made up of 4 entities of the American Legion, actually 5. Now that we have the American Legion now recognizes the American Legion Riders. The American Legion is made up of the American Legion, the Auxiliary, the Sons of the American Legion, our Junior Auxiliary, and the ALRs, we call it in the American Legion family, is the Riders. And that is a group of people that from all 4 of the entities get together and made an organization that goes out and They ride motorcycles, but they do a lot of good fundraisers, events for the whole American Legion family.
So, Dave, we're here talking today about the Sons of the American Legion. You're the detachment commander. I think the easiest way to learn about that is to ask you, who's eligible to join the Sons of the American Legion?
Well, gosh, it's just about everybody is eligible to belong to the Sons of the American Legion. The only criteria to be able to be able to be joined the Sons of the American Legion is either your father, your mother, either your grandmother or your grandfather or great-grandmother or grandfather have served in the military.
So that does kind of have a wide open door for anyone that that had relatives that were in the military and were eligible to join the American Legion. Then you can join the Sons of the American Legion. And what's the mission of the Sons of the American Legion? Why are you there? What do you do?
The mission of the Sons of the American Legion is to assist and the American Legion posts and the American Legion. We're here to help out at functions, help out at department functions. We also do a lot of fundraising on our own. We are one of the largest contributors through the military families to the child welfare program. We also do lots of programs for disabled veterans and children and youth. There's so many I could go on and on and on. The American Legion Sons is pretty much we are here to assist the American Legion in however we can. They need us to help them.
So you're a whole other group of volunteers that can help with the American Legion missions via Sons of the American Legion, and that sounds like it's a great resource as part of the American Legion family and to do all the things that that they try to get done each year.
Yes, exactly. That is our main mission, is to make sure the American Legion can always get their mission done.
Very good. We're talking to David Vulcan, Detachment Commander, Sons of the American Legion on Minnesota Military Radio. Dave, I want to just get into a few things here. One thing that we've talked about off and on for years is Legionville up in northern Minnesota. And I think the Sons of the American Legion helps with that program up there. Can you tell us what you do when it comes to Legionville?
Well, Legionville, if everybody doesn't know, Legionville is primarily there to teach school patrol and bus safety and flag etiquette to young teens and young kids that come up there for camp in the summer. The Sons of the American Legion, we do a lot of fundraising for the camp. For instance, we do a fall harvest rally and camporee that started. Legionnaires started this fall harvest rally about 51 years ago. Well, as the American Legion gets older and older, the people that were running it couldn't handle it more. They wanted to end it, and the Sons of the American Legion said, "No, we'll take it over and do this fundraiser every year." Well, then the Department of Minnesota one came up and had a great idea. Says, "Well, why don't we do two things in one? We always have a fall harvest rally, which is a membership rally, at the same time. Why don't we combine them both?" And they asked us to take that over. And we do that, and we do it very accessibly at Legionville. Some of the other programs that we do up at Legionville is the Sons of the American Legion does a disabled veterans deer hunt every fall. We also handle that for the American Legion. We take care of their trails, deer stands, just so many things that we can do up there that they are so appreciative of us for doing that.
David, we've been following Legionville for a few years. Remember when they knocked down the barn, the old barn, and replaced it with a new building? We're working on that for a few years, and then it seems like a couple years ago we had a little problem with the bog that had floated across the lake right up to your swimming area, and then, of course, last year we had the pandemic. What's it looking like for this year and for the Legionville School Patrol camp for the summer of 2021?
It's looking very, very well. I was talking to a couple people this past weekend, and that we, the Sons of the American Legion, had their spring conference this weekend, and it actually looks like numbers are going to be higher than what we projected for, which is great. The American Legions are getting out there sponsoring the American Legion families are getting out there sponsoring more kids than what we expected. It looks really good for the summer. Hopefully we have no setbacks this year.
And Dave, if our listeners want to volunteer or learn more about the Sons of the American Legion, is there a website or somewhere we can send them where they can find some additional information?
Oh, absolutely. We have a brand new, beautiful website that we're just launched here about a month ago. It's if you go on to theamericanlegion.org and type in Sons of the American Legion, it will bring you right up to our page. Or you can go on to the American Legion website and click on the little icon that says the Sons, and it will take you to our page.
And I would guess that you're always looking for new members and people that want to help volunteer at Legionville or at the Fall Harvest Rally, those type of things?
Oh, we are always looking for new members, you know. With any organization, membership is a key that plays in everything on how you can perform and get things done. And we are always looking for new members. We always want to keep our old members. There is so many different fun things that the Sons of the American Legion does. I strongly suggest if anybody would really wants to get involved in their community to check out their local Legion and see if they have a Sons in their post and join, because you will have some of the best times you ever had in your life.
Thank you, Dave. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more with David Vulcan, Detachment Commander of the Sons of the American Legion. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to David Vulcan, who's the Detachment Commander of Sons of the American Legion. He's been a member for 32 years. He's held many squadron, district, and detachment offices. He's been a detachment commander since June 2019. Before that, he was membership director for a couple of years. Very active in the Disabled Veterans Deer Hunt held in Legionville each fall. And Dave, it's been interesting when I asked you early about membership. You said that door is pretty wide open if you're related, if your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents served in the military, then you're eligible for membership. And is there information on membership on your website?
Oh, most certainly. We have a brand-new website out there. It is the membership icon is filled with all kinds of information of reasons or why you should belong. There's applications right there. There is a listing of where there's posts or squadrons in the state of Minnesota where you could find a post to belong to or a squadron, most certainly.
And by becoming a member of the Sons of the American Legion, that gives you the opportunity to volunteer and help out with all of the Legion programs, and I think you told me the American Legion family was the members of the Legion, the Auxiliary, the American Legion Riders, the Sons of the American Legion, and then the Junior Auxiliary. So there are a lot of ways, really, to be involved in the largest veteran service organization here in Minnesota and in the country. And it sounds like your members, the Sons of the American Legion, have a pretty good time up at Legionville and doing something called a Camporee Fall Harvest Rally. Can you tell us a little more about that rally?
Oh, it's a membership rally where people come together, not so much to go get membership, but to bring it in, hear the new programs that are coming out, and that with any organization, you have to have quarterly meetings to keep your members and your active members in tune, so they can go back to your local post and fill in your general membership. I strongly believe if you haven't came up to Legionville, you should. It is one of the most beautiful camps I've ever been at. It's on Big Long Lake outside of Baxter Brainerd area. It's 600 and some acres of woods and a beautiful camp. We have a brand new education center up there. I truly believe that if you're a member or if you're not a member, you should come up and check out Legionville. It's going to blow you away.
And, Dave, there's still plenty of time this year for our listeners to volunteer, join the Sons, and maybe volunteer to come up there to help with the Fall Disabled Veterans Deer Hunt. How long has that been going on? How many years?
We are going to start our 13th year, and we call it the John Zagota Memorial Deer Hunt in honor of past detachment commander John Zagota. He started this a few years ago, 12 years ago, because he was active in with helping with the fishing trip for the veterans and other things, and he thought, what a beautiful place we have, this Legionville. Why not have a deer hunt at Legionville? So he went to the Legionville board and they opened their arms up and said, yeah, come do it. We need people to see what we can do up here. And the deer hunt is something else. We get veterans up there that haven't talked about things in years and years. Just one instance, a couple years ago, we had a disabled veteran up there that he walked with canes, he took him out in the deer stand, and sure enough, he was the first veteran to get a deer that year. And that night, sitting around having supper, he said that was the first time he shot a gun since he left Korea.
He had a big smile on his face that night, I'm sure.
Stories like that. Yep.
Dave, we just got about a minute left. You told us in the last segment that our listeners can find information by going to AmericanLegion.org and clicking on Sons of the American Legion. And you said you've got a brand new website there that'll answer a lot of questions and show them how to join.
Most certainly. And I would strongly encourage everybody to check out the American Legion and the Sons of the American Legion's website and the auxiliaries and that. I think you're going to find that we do a lot of things that you may be interested in.
Well, I hope all our listeners check that out. And Dave, I want to thank you for joining us today.
I thank you for having me on.
That was David Vulcan, Detachment Commander, Sons of the American Legion. Joining me now from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard is Tim Leonard. Tim, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. We're sneaking up on the first day of spring. Does that mean you've broken out your motor scooter?
Oh, yeah. It's been out for about 2 weeks. Then the snow keeps me off of it for a little bit.
All right. Well, I want you to promise me to be careful this year. Don't dump that bike.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. We're here to talk about the Minnesota Patriot Guard. And I think you wanted to explain to me why these men and women are our heroes when you're talking about our troops.
They are. These are the men and women that are out there protecting our freedoms, making it so that we have what we have today. My favorite bumper sticker that I've ever seen, it says, if you can read this, thank a teacher. If it's in English, thank a soldier. That means a lot. You know, those are the people that are out there They're writing a check that could include their life to protect what we have, our life, our families, our everything. You know, they're so important to us. We need to honor them in every way that we can.
Tim,
they're just heroes.
You've told us before that anybody that wants to can go to your website and sign up to be a rider. And then they're going to get...
You don't even have to have a motorcycle.
Very good. And then they're going to get emails and show you where the missions are. And most of the missions, unfortunately, are going to serve on the line at a funeral. I wonder what's it like to serve on the flag line when you're honoring these heroes who have risked their lives in the past.
It is an awesome feeling. You're standing there honoring somebody that you may not even know, but you know that they've given their life. And even if it's a past veteran, they dedicated years of their lives away from their families protecting us. And when they pass away, we want to be there to make sure that they get the honor they deserve for what they've done for us.
So
the feelings you get from it is just so overwhelming. You're standing there holding a flag and the families are walking by and they see it. You see them breaking out in tears, and you can hardly hold them back, you know. And that's where we talk about we always wear sunglasses, whether it's sunny or not, because we don't want you to see our eyes welding up, or swelling up with tears.
Very good, Tim.
It's so heartwarming.
It's all about honor, dignity, and respect, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Tim, always look forward to your visits when you call in. I'd like to thank you for joining us again today.
Thank you, Tom.
It was Tim Leonhardt from the Flag Line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, retired Brevet Major General Dave Hamler, Brigadier General Sandy Best, retired Command Chief Master Sergeant Dave Himmer, Dave Vulcan from the Sons of the American Legion, Tim Leonhardt from the Flag Line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard, Commissioner Larry Herkey of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we hear how the VA is partnering with academia and meet one of our newest Yellow Ribbon companies. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at Minnesota Military Radio.com.